Although it had an ominous name, it would be the album that would propel them to new heights. Fortunes would change for AC/DC on this date, August 3rd, 1979, when they released Highway to Hell in the United States. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. AC/DC's first two albums were only available as imports from Australia. And despite releasing their third album, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, in 1976, the United States had to wait for the official release in 1981. But the band was gaining traction from their legendary live performances. And putting together the new album was a conscious effort to make a big splash on the US stage. They switched producers. They hired rising star Mutt Lange, who would go on to produce Foreigner's 4 and Def Leppard's Hysteria. He was able to create a mix that would make the band sound brighter and more polished without sacrificing any of their power. The title track would become an instant classic, along with songs like Touch Too Much, Girls Got Rhythm, and Shot Down in Flames. Success for the band in the U.S. was all but insured. Word of mouth would spread. The album wowed fans, both new and old, and received enthusiastic reviews. It would become AC/DC's first platinum album, giving them a long overdue arrival to the big time, and a massive tour followed in both the United States and in Europe. But suddenly, everything would change. In February of 1980, vocalist Bon Scott's Hard Partying Days would catch up with him, and he would die from acute alcohol poisoning, officially classified as death by misadventure. But the band was able to press on, hiring Brian Johnson and rehiring Mutt Lange to produce a tribute in Back in Black the next year. It would go on to become and remain one of the biggest albums of all time. But it was on this date that AC/DC finally conquered America when they released Highway to Hell on August 3rd, 1979, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.